This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
KISW. You want tickets to Slash with Miles Kennedy and the conspirators? The secret word is dream. Dream. Enter KISW.com, go to the contest page, put dream in there for a chance to win those tickets and maybe an autographed signed guitar.
Yeah.
KISW.com. On Slash, coming up on the program, first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
Oops.
Let's jump right into the birthdays. Ola Bacholas. Today, my brother Jesse is 28. He's a welder working the shipyards over here on the west side of the Sound. He has two rambunctious daughters with a potential third on the way. So can he get the captain in Aussie Ted talking about not sinking the ship when he is so outnumbered by women and children? That from his brother Dylan.
Ooh, ahoy there. Well, when you have questions about a ship, no better place to show up than the captain's, of course. The captain of the USS Guppy. When I discovered this, when they say women and children first, it's about who I throw overboard. That way we have fewer problems. Grunge back.
Teddy from Melbourne. You know, we have a saying down under. By the time you get to the third kid, feed him to the dingoes.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
damn.
Even the captain thought that was a bit extreme.
Yeah, well, the captain ain't from here. Sorry, mate.
Feed them
to the dingoes.
But y'all, today commemorates
completion.
Don't
have to worry about that problem.
Just leave them outside of a tent.
Right. You go on a camping trip, as you Americans call it.
Yeah. Guys, it's my 35th trip around the sun. I've been listening to your show for a few years now, and you guys never fail to disappoint with a great conversation and the funny. I'll always remember the bit about the kid who only eats skinless bangers. It had me cry. Back to the birthday. My girlfriend thinks I have a strange obsession with Arnold. And I have to admit, an entire section on my movie shelf is dedicated to his films, and I watch Pumping Iron every once in a while to get motivated to work out. So in order to prove her claim, can I please get the Dirty Germans talking about Pumping Iron with Arnie? Thanks, guys. That from Jeff O. in Tacoma.
Yeah, you have come to the right place, although when we work out with Arnold, when we say Pumping Iron, it is the iron penis that he brings.
Yeah, the funny thing is this Arnold guy you like so much, he pales in comparison to the original weightlifter, Hans and Franz.
Yeah.
So he always says to pump you up.
Guys, my husband Rain is 33 today. I'd love to get a birthday request. He absolutely loves your show. Would be happy to have you guys give him some love. He has requested specifically a fish sandwich, a Leroy Jenkins, and the men's room talking all over each other, debating butt or boobs. Also a fan of your show, but I have no actual idea why. Oh, thank you, guys. That from Gabriel.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Look, man, I think this is real simple. It really depends on the person you were talking to. I find myself to be a butt. Well, that person has a fantastic guy. But the woman works in this building, for example. But to become a boob guy, when you have
small boobs,
whatever you got. Guys, hope I'm not too late to get a birthday greeting. My wife will not send this in, so here I am. Can I get a pep talk from Coach Ted on being my own and an Alan Thicke, look out. Oh, thanks, guys, for all you do to bring joy to all the lives out here. Thanks, guys. That from John.
Uh-oh, look out.
Why is he on his own?
Just as a pep talk from Coach on being on my own
All right. Well, being on your own could be great, man. First of all, you don't have to do crap. Second of all, you can nap whenever you want. And that couch is always open. Not going to be somebody just laying there being like, hey, we watch this. No. We want to watch sports. Not The Bachelor. And I want to lay on my own damn couch. You enjoy this time alone.
Jesus.
Is that too specific?
No. But y'all, today's my wife's 44th birthday. Can she get a fish sandwich medley? And the Dirty Germans talking about how we should celebrate the Chinese New Year. Thanks, guys. That from Darren.
Can I get a filet fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon. And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Yeah, when we celebrate the Chinese New Year, we do it a little differently, you see. It just starts with chai tea, and then you drop to your knees. So you drop to your Chinese, open your fortune cookie, and I put to my skin egg roll.
Xiao, when you were a child, remember you play that game? It's the Chinese finger cuffs?
Mm.
Xiao, it's kind of like that, except there'll be one black German and one white German on each side of you.
Yeah.
Xiao. So, is it out? No, it's not.
We call it Othello style.
Hello, gang. Jeremy the Brewer here. It's my wife, Rico's 48th trip around the sun. I want to embarrass her by giving her a shout-out. Our daughter wants to give her a your penis is too small. And the Dirty German's talking about how they take care of her for her birthday. I'll rock on and bring you some beer, Ted, soon. That from Jeremy.
The penis is too small.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, for your birthday, it's quite simple. We would take you to... We will take you to Las Vegas where we will do gambling, and then I will eat Clam Casino.
Yeah, I have a lot to say on this one, but maybe not too much. So I enjoy this man and the work he does at the brewery. So I hope your wife has a good one.
Where does he get his yeast?
Oh, yeah, it's very good yeast.
Ah, it tastes wifey.
All right, guys, here we go. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Robin. We appreciate it. Coming up, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. But first, okay, hello.
Hey,
who's this?
It's Slash.
Slash, you just won tickets to see Slash and Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. You are caller 9.
Oh, my gosh.
Paramount Theater, February 9th.
Congratulations,
holy
man.
Cow, you got through, man. These are great seats, and you got a chance to win a signed Les Paul guitar signed by Slash.
Wow.
Yeah.
Slash is nice enough
I've
to do that.
Anything. I've always tried these things. I never win. This is great.
It's your day. Yeah, we've got tickets all this week for everyone to check out Slash and Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators Paramount Theater. That show is February 9th. If you would like another alternative way to win, head to KISW.com and put in the secret word, which is dream. But congratulations, Slash. You're on your way to see Slash.
All right. How are you guys?
We're doing great, man.
We're doing well, man. Really well.
Honest to God.
Awesome.
You give somebody your phone number, you kind of forget or whatever. Do people bug you for tickets? you're in a certain town. It's like, hey, just Jamie, man.
You know, I mean, all things considered, yeah.
You remember me, man. It's Jamie, man. You remember me.
Hey, man, long time no talk to you. Got any tickets?
Yeah. Can you give me a tool?
You know what you need to do, man? Maybe you've already done. You need, like, a burner phone, right? So when you're trying to be really, really cool to someone, like, yeah, here's my number. But that way, anytime the burner phone rings, you know that is not someone you want to talk to.
Yeah, well, these people know my number well in advance.
Right. Well, your tour kicks off February 8th in Portland, then you come up here the next night. Are your bags already packed? I mean, are you ready to just get the hell out of the house?
Yeah, we're ready to go. For us, it's been since 2019, since the last gigs that we did. It's a long time. None of us are really sort of built for this kind of, sitting around So everybody's excited to get going, and we're rehearsing right now, and then our bags are packed.
Is this why, so as a result of COVID and all that, obviously you couldn't gig, but it seems to us that you've been exceptionally busy in the last, like, some people started making sourdough bread, With you, it's like, yeah, we're doing Guns N' Roses. Yeah, I'm back with Miles Kennedy. I mean, does the fact that you've had so much time off, does that lend itself to you guys kind of getting together and doing all this extra stuff?
Well, I mean, for a minute there, there was no getting together because it was, that first year was pretty intense. So I just kept busy doing stuff on my own and doing stuff virtually. You know, I did some sessions where you just did everything online, basically, for a while. But then I started doing demos for the Conspirators record, and I did that on my own until things started to lighten up a little bit. And then Todd came down and put some bass on the demos, and I was just sending the stuff to Miles. But eventually, everybody came in, and we did a couple weeks of pre-production. And then we went to Nashville to go record the record with Dave Cobb over his place. So at RCA Studio A, actually. And like that. But for a while there was nothing but Zoom and telephone calls.
I see that you said in an interview that you took a bus there. You didn't take a Greyhound, did you?
Yeah. Well, we were trying to be cautious and safety first, right?
So sure.
We all tested and then got on the bus, and it was fun because we'd been cooped up for so long for everybody to get back on a bus and drive, you know, almost across the country.
So feasibly.
Feasibly, it was a gas. It was a lot of fun.
Feasibly, I could have been in like a Waffle House in, I don't know, Wichita. You could have been in there.
Yeah. Well, we didn't stop anywhere. The things were still pretty intense at that time. You know, this was like March, April of last year.
So with this one, I guess with this tour, you guys are going to be on a bus, right?
Yeah, we'll be on a bus.
So that's
going to be really tight. I just toured with Guns N' Roses a few months ago, and we had really a tight bubble happening then, and we managed to get through the tour successfully. So we're going to follow those same kind of guidelines on this. So it's really get to the gig, play the show, and then on to the next venue. But there's no socializing. There's no after-show parties. There's none of that stuff.
Is that a good thing, though?
Yeah,
I mean, as you get older, right? You know, in your 20s, like, I want to party. But, like, man, we're all getting older. Your body hurts, you know what I mean? So, like, after you do a show, just the idea that, okay, we are done, man. I have no more obligations. Is that kind of a positive thing?
Well, you know, I mean, all things considered, I'm used to seeing people after the show on the road. Have done for as long as this band's been together, which has been, like, 10 years now. 11 years, actually. So it's actually a little bit of a relief not to have to see anybody after the show.
We get it, man.
You still have to deal with us. But when you're you're in Guns N' Roses, you fly places, right?
When Guns N' Roses what?
When you're on tour, don't you guys fly from date to date depending on the distance between?
No, when we're in the States, we take buses. We fly international.
Okay.
You know, from country to country. But when we're in the States, we're all on buses.
Now, do you have your own bus now compared to, you know, in 1989?
Yeah, with Guns N' Roses, I have my own bus, yeah.
That's crazy. So you can do you still smoke cigarettes, or did you finally call that a day?
No, man, I haven't smoked cigarettes since 2009.
Damn, oh, wow, nice. Man.
Really?
That is amazing.
I'm a smoker.
You know, so. That was the hardest thing. You know, I've had many vices, and that was the hardest one to quit. I'm still chewing gum because of that.
Yeah, we got you. Last time you were in studio, this is probably when you released your book. We brought you a tea, and you started chopping up the sugar powder on the counter. We're like, hey, man, come on.
You were chopping up like cocaine, but you were doing it absently.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You're just talking.
Like, hey, man.
We were like, dude.
Wait, are you joking?
No. Honestly, God, truth.
Yeah,
we went through a commercial break, and I want to say someone brought in creamer or Sweet'n Low or something, right? Hey. So you're telling us all fair, just like some old stories and all this kind of thing. But the idea was like, hey, man, I've kicked a lot of habits. And it's a heart-to-heart talk. But we realized, like, you were chopping up the Sweet'n Low, like, lines of cocaine. We were like, that's kind of like chewing gum, I guess, when you're smoking, right? Like,
yeah. The album is Four. It's out February 11th. Now, I got to ask you. So the third single, that one's called Call Off the Dogs.
Mm.
All right. Now, keep in mind, the second single, Fill My World, is actually about Miles Kennedy's dog, Mozart. Now, since we don't know the rest of the track listing for the album, it seems that this album leans very dog-heavy. So we have a couple guesses of maybe some of the covers that appear on the rest of the album. Is there Giving a Dog a Bone from AC/DC?
No.
Bart get the moon from Ozzy.
No, those are the only two dog references on the record.
Those are the only two. All right.
No hair of the dog, no black.
Actually, the Fill My World song, I didn't even know it was about a dog. Recently, he said it in an interview. I thought it was about a person.
So were you, I mean, do you have to like be cool that's about it? Like, what? It's about your dog.
But it was a love song.
How do you, so you said, you know, one of the things you started doing demos for the Miles Kennedy and all this, you just did a tour with Guns N' Roses. Do you, as you come up with different song ideas, do you think to yourself, like, this one makes more sense with the Conspirators, or this one makes more sense with Guns N' Roses, or do you just kind of throw it out there and see who likes what?
Well, with the Conspirators, like, a lot of this record was written during the tour, the last tour that we did, because that's really where I do the most writing for the Conspirators, is on the Conspirators tour.
Okay.
So I compiled a bunch of music that we recorded, you know, like in hotel rooms and dressing rooms and stuff like that, sound checks. So that was like six songs on the record, and then four of them, since I was in that Conspirators mode to do a new Conspirators record, I wrote a bunch of material, and there was four songs that were very much inspired by the pandemic issues and situation, and so those songs were written specifically for Conspirators. But when I'm out with Guns N' Roses, anything I write or do, you know, it is automatically sort of inspired by that, and so it's really sort of goes in that count.
Okay. Slash, a couple questions here, a couple personal questions for you. Just curious, where on someone's body is the strangest place that someone has showed you a tattoo of you on their body?
Well, fortunately, it hasn't been between anybody's butt cheeks.
Okay. All right. Okay.
No, I think just on someone's, I guess it was their right breast, I think. A girl's right breast was, like one of those places where I was really surprised to see it.
Well, now, do you ever think
usually
about
on backs or arms or legs, a lot of legs, you know.
Do you ever think about, though, like the boyfriend or husband of that particular woman?
Right.
So every time, you know, I want to get frisky with my wife, Slash is staring back at me because I like boobs. That almost seems unfair.
Yeah.
You know what? It's always an awkward moment.
Yes, yes.
When someone shows you, especially a girl, you know, okay, because you wonder exactly, you know, what kind of explanation there needs to be, if it's just like, this is what I'm doing, and don't even.
Well, it's hard to be critical because it's your name, so you've got to like it.
Yeah, but what if the art's terrible?
Okay, that's what I was going to say, man. Like, have you ever looked at that guy and you're like, God, that's bad work?
That's disrespectful to me.
It is a trip.
Second personal question, Slash. Is it weird that people dress up like you for Halloween?
No, I mean, yeah, but, you know, over the years, it's actually sort of cool because it's very sort of tongue-in-cheek kind of a thing. I think being immortalized as a cartoon or in some sort of animated way, that's funny. Or Halloween costumes is all very sort of humbling and you know, I actually don't mind it so much. It's when people take me way too seriously.
Well, especially because you're an actual person. You know, people might dress like a historical person. Otherwise, you dress like a character. But, like, people legitimately just dress as you. I mean, that has to be kind of insane. Like, it's just me, man.
It's funny when you see people at the shows dressed like me. I don't look at the audience very much. I sort of make a point not to. But when you do sort of peek up for a second, you see somebody in a top hat with curly hair and all that, and sunglasses, and you're just like, it's a doppelganger. You're like, whoa. You know? I did go to a party a few years ago, and I went to this, it was a very Hollywood party, and I went there, and there was three of me there and two Axels. And this was way before I got back into Guns. And that was a very awkward moment.
Did you get your picture taken with all three?
No, but I did have a conversation with Axel and Slash at one point.
That's crazy.
I think you should do a public service announcement. Then, look, you'd break a lot of hearts, you'd hurt a lot of feelings, but you'd say, guys, listen, I respect that you want to dress up like me, man. It's very cool, but I'm going to be dead honest with you. Top hats don't work on most people. They just, there's like you and Abraham Lincoln, right? And after that, I cannot think of anyone in a top hat where you thought they looked good, right?
Unless they're a musician or a magician.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know, I wasn't the you know, obviously the first guy to wear in the music business to wear a top hat. I've seen Tom Petty wear one. I've seen Mick Jagger wear one. Obviously, Mark Bolan, Robin Zander. But I thought they all looked good. But there was only like one offs, I guess, because right. You only saw those pictures like once in a while. But I picked it up. It wasn't really having anything to do with anything. I just thought it looked cool in the store and started wearing it. And it became a tool to be able to sort of hide behind,
right.
You know, and that was it. I didn't know that it was going to turn into something where it was so easily recognizable, you know.
Didn't you lose that thing one time?
Huh?
Didn't you lose that thing?
Oh, I had, well, yeah, I'd gotten drunk and lost a couple, and I had a couple stolen.
Jeez.
I had one stolen, and I actually got it back. But yeah, they've there's been a few casualties.
Slash with Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, a show Paramount Theater on February 9th. Congratulations to you, Slash. You want to go to the will call window, and
yes.
Your tickets are available on the KISW guest and win list for that show.
You guys, I appreciate so much. Yes. You're the f***ing best.
Good talking to you, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in just minutes, we'll drink a little toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines coming up at 5:52, but first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, sad news there, gentlemen. We're starting off with some sad news. A man in Spain unfortunately died after ending up under an avalanche of carrots.
Carrots? Carrots.
So yes. he ended up wherever this chute was, wherever this pile was. Something happened, and then this thing came down and it trapped him underneath there.
Wow.
That's how he went out.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, and again, the idea is you go into the afterlife and you're going, really? Reckon there's people that get smothered in an avalanche and
oh, sure.
Or people that work on a farm are like, carrots?
Right.
You couldn't do snow.
Well, and just the sheer tonnage of carrots that had to be on this guy to where he couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
What would be an acceptable food to kill you in that manner?
Right.
To be smothered by?
Yeah.
Not carrots.
Like, could you drown in applesauce? I mean, are there other options?
Oh, I wouldn't want applesauce.
No. I guess a giant lasagna could fall on me.
Right.
That's more of a fantasy.
I mean, could I burn to death in like a super hot vat of gravy?
It's got to be food. You know what I mean? Food. Food
comes
over.
Yeah, but if he like falls into a vat of queso cheese, like.
Right. Mm. Like it burned him and I couldn't get out.
Yeah, but you burned to death.
So yeah. You're saying purely an app. This has fallen
just
on you.
Just falling down on you.
You know what I'm saying?
Stacks of Oreo cookies.
Like a giant lump of mashed potatoes just hits you on the head, knocks you out.
God. People are scratching their heads over some mysterious pancake-like ice formations that showed up in Chicago.
Sorry, I haven't seen this. It was like,
neither have I.
Like
no,
pancake-shaped, so they're round things of ice?
Right.
Is that weird?
They're basically little ice patties.
All right.
Not rice patties, but ice patties.
Ice patties.
I guess it just doesn't make sense in that area. Not that it makes a whole lot of sense in this area, but they're happening a little too often, and nobody knows why in the hell they are.
Okay. All right.
A woman in Texas was arrested after she made repeated attempts to buy someone's kid at Walmart. So here's the thing. She walks up to this parent and says, "Hey, I'll give you $250,000 for the kid."
Yeah.
No, thank you. Appreciate it. All right, how about $500?
Sold! Mm-hmm.
Like, what in the hell? Why are you bargaining for a child?
But the mom said $500 for two is yours.
Right?
I'm not...
Somebody go six.
I understand that what she did is insane. It's definitely something that would make you uncomfortable.
Yes.
Nobody wants to deal with it, and obviously she's crazy.
God, I hope that that's the explanation.
What exactly is the crime? I'm not trying to minimize it. You know, it's...
I think it's seeking
like,
to...
I want to buy your kid... The good news is the answer is no. You cannot buy my child.
Right.
For whatever cost you're offering up. But, like, that's illegal to ask?
I think the charges are significantly less than they would be if the sale had gone through.
Sure. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think just inquiring about that type of thing at least merits a talk down at the station.
What if I offer my kid? Like, hey, I saw you looking at my kid. $250,000 are yours.
Gonna have to grease the palm a little bit more than that. Try $750.
Okay.
$750. Americans now say they need to make about $122,000 a year to feel financially healthy.
I mean, everything's expensive.
It is, yeah. Man. Well,
if you live in a city, I mean, it's certain cities. Well, I mean, it's hard to.
I mean, that's what they're saying. Exactly. They're like, look, if I need to get to the point that I'm quote unquote comfortable,
right?
You go, yeah, $120,000
here is different than Phoenix.
That's exactly
different
what I was about
Dallas,
to say.
Different than LA. Different.
Like,
than,
this has got to be a broad average.
It has to be.
I guess
if I live in Arkansas, $122,000. I live in a gated community.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm not kidding. Easily. Right. If that's what I said. Seattle. You know.
Right. That you're still living in a really nice home, about 40 miles out of the city.
If you want a really nice home, yeah, really. You gotta it always, but like when we file taxes, you know, it's when they get to the federal. I'm like, man, like I get it, I understand, but it's like it just feels brutally unfair that again the guy in Arkansas. Now, granted. Mm-hmm. They got to live in Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, their money goes a lot farther than my money. And
it
that's
does.
Not just me. Anyone that lives in this area, like, man, oh, man. Like,
right.
Not, it's just not the same.
Mm-hmm. The average American loses over 200 hours of sleep worrying, basically about financial issues.
Huh. Damn.
Just yeah. Pondering what you're going to do next.
Well, that'll happen at nighttime to people. It's kind of why you see all the memes and everything about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wishing I could make $122,000 a year and feel financially healthy.
Well, because for most people, right, like, you work during the day,
mm-hmm.
right? Then you get home, you might do something, you might, I don't know, maybe you play music or you watch some TV, kind of veg out. Now it's just you in that bed.
Exactly.
Right? Whether you
just you with those thoughts,
or,
yeah.
Like, all right, well, now we got to deal with them.
Let's wander to the worst possible thing.
Yeah. Whether you meant to or not.
I love the ones that are always like, remember that stupid, embarrassing thing I did in eighth grade? It's like, why am I worried about that now? I don't even know those people.
But they remember you, Ted.
Yeah, exactly. I ruined their lives.
A woman in Canada got her car stuck in a snowbank, was helped by a Good Samaritan, and then carjacked by said Good Samaritan.
I mean, come on.
That's just doggone rude. That's not okay. Why would you... Okay. I suppose you got to help her out in order to steal the car.
Yeah. I read something today that the carjackings are up like tenfold because of the pandemic.
No kidding.
I don't know the correlation, but...
Right? I was trying to figure that out. It's not... We're beyond the point that the police force has been restricted. You know, they're kind of all out in full force now, so I'm not exactly
bastards.
Taking advantage of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, like COVID doesn't make you... It's like saying Adderall makes you racist. Like, that is not how that works.
That is not how that works at all. A school superintendent assured the
it's
public...
It's not Adderall, it's the sleeping one.
Oh,
what is
Ambien.
It? Ambien.
Right? Ambien.
Sorry,
Ambien.
Adderall. Didn't mean to give you a bad pitch.
Not bad.
No. Adderall, yeah, what's Adderall.
Ambien, is that the thing that sleep puts you to sleep, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Right.
So it might cause drowsiness, low occurrence of bruising, and racism.
Right.
They should put that on their ad.
Takes you right back to the...
You have an erection for more than 4 hours or become anti-Semitic.
That's right.
You know?
Jesus.
Call your doctor immediately.
Goodness gracious.
Right? Like, I don't know, dude. Drink that Ambien. Next thing I know, I hated everybody.
Burning the cross on the neighbor's yard. My bad.
My eyes are open, man.
A school superintendent assured the public that they didn't have litter boxes in the bathroom for students who tend to be furries.
I like that they had to explain that.
Right.
Well, just...
I mean, somebody had to go to the principal and say, like, listen, I know you don't think that people could possibly be this stupid, but honest to God, you need to make a public statement. It's starting to pick up traction because people legitimately get up the students of furry that they want to use a litter box and you're providing it.
In the midst of a time that we question everything that we read,
sure.
Can we question this?
Question
maybe?
That one. Question that one.
Not everything that you're outraged about is true.
I'm just saying you have to actually do like a public service announcement. We don't have litter boxes for the kids. Do we have any questions?
Right.
This is so stupid.
Come on, man.
Right, and it's a costume.
Right. I know. Just because you dress as a furry does not mean that you want to poop in a litter box.
Exactly.
Correct, right? It's like we say all the time, right? Like, I go to a sporting event, you know, I might be wearing a jersey, but the team doesn't let me on the field.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
Ted, you want to take a snap?
Yeah. Like, I know we have furries that listen. Like, you guys, like, that seems too far.
That is. Right. Yeah, it doesn't go to that extreme.
Yeah.
We're good, man.
We can change that, though.
What is one thing that you tend to hear about famous people? They're a lot shorter than I thought they were.
Yep.
They're a lot bigger on TV.
They're an actor or actress for sure.
Yeah.
So let's go in the opposite direction. Our friends over here at BuzzFeed gave us a list of the celebrities who are surprisingly tall. They're actually a lot bigger than you think that they would be.
One person I want to say is Jeff Goldblum, I want to say.
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Is not bad. Is Jeff Goldblum a tall guy?
Oh, yeah. He's real tall.
Is he real tall? He dated Gina Davis for a while, and she's like legitimately about 6 feet tall.
I was going to say, she's shockingly tall.
Okay.
Ben Affleck, Conan O'Brien, maybe?
There you go.
No, Conan O'Brien. Is Ben Affleck tall?
I think so. I think he's like 6'3", 6'4".
Okay.
Let's find out. These are the 10 celebrities who are surprisingly tall as per BuzzFeed. Number 10, Tyler Perry. At an astounding 6'5".
Looks like he's 6'5".
Wow. Right? I never thought that he looked like a small dude.
No,
he's thick. He's a big man.
But Tyler Perry sounds like a name of a smaller man, doesn't it?
It does.
For some reason.
Tyler Perry, attorney at law, right?
That's
what I hear.
Number eight.
I mean, look, he's done so much. Like, sorry, I can only see a black dude now that's 6'5".
Yeah. Exactly. Number 9, Brad Garrett. Probably the tallest on our list here at 6'8".
I'm 6'8".
He has the voice of a man who's 6'8". Like, I'm not surprised that man is that tall.
He took Ambien, didn't he?
No, did he really?
Just one time.
No.
I think he took some Ambien.
Doggone it, Brad Garrett.
I think if I remember correctly.
Shoot. Celebrities who are surprised.
Having trouble sleeping.
I want to apologize.
Number 8, Liam Neeson. You nailed it. 6'4".
Okay.
That makes sense. Just with the action movies that he's doing, it kind of helps that he's got a taller stature there.
I tell that to Tom Cruise.
Yeah, fair enough.
He's an action star, but he's shockingly short.
He is a small, small man. Number 7, I don't know why this one is surprising. Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
How tall is he?
6'5".
He is bigger than I thought.
I did not realize he was that tall.
I mean, I know he's big.
Oh my God.
I didn't realize he was that tall.
The guy played football. He's a pro wrestler. You got to assume he's
a defensive line, when you're playing defensive tackle, it is not indicative of having that height. Defensive end, yes.
Right.
Warren Sapp's like 6'1".
Gotcha.
Right? I mean, to have that kind of height.
Yeah, Cinderella's Rock was legitimately big as he appears.
I mean, I only knew it because of wrestling.
Yeah.
And you'd see him next to the guys. But Miles is correct. I mean, I played defensive tackle. They weren't going to let me play the end.
Okay. Fair enough.
I just got to clog up the middle.
Number 6 of the celebrities who are surprisingly tall, Taylor Swift. I have heard this
one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's tall
for sure.
She
looks tall in a lot of pictures.
She does, especially next to Bruno Mars.
I know.
Well, everyone looks like me.
He's what, like 5'5", I think.
Did you guys see those photos? Miles, look it up on your computer right now. Taylor Swift and Bruno Mars. Like, she does this man dirty with just how tall she is.
Right, and it's an award show, but isn't it just an angle? I mean, I know she's
got to
be
an angle.
But he looks miniature.
Are they there to, like, present an award at the podium?
She's
presenting,
like, giving it to him.
Yeah, she's giving him the award. And there you go.
Someone points out the late Bob Saget, 6'4".
Not bad at all. Yeah. Look at that.
It looks so bad.
Okay.
It looks like her kid.
It looks like Mr. Rourke and Tattoo from Fantasy Island.
Yeah!
Taylor's also in heels in the picture.
I know. Yeah. Still.
God. How tall is Taylor Swift?
5'11". She's not even all that tall. She's right around where I'm at. 5'11".
I feel like 5'11 for a girl is pretty tall.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
That new Silk Sonic gives him like 2-3 extra inches, though.
God, right.
Look at that.
Right ahead over here at number 5, we have Adele at 5'9".
Really?
Huh. All right.
I thought she was a stumpy thing. Well, I mean, it's just her build, man. Thing. I thought she was like 5'2 or something. You know what I mean?
Stumpy thing.
I don't know. That sounds bad.
I know it sounds bad, but I can't think of a better description of what I'm picturing.
Clearly.
Right?
Number four of the celebrities who are surprisingly
built like a thumb.
I mean, I feel like at this point, just call her, like, she's not even fat anymore, but like stumpy things.
Well, no, but she was kind of thick, and the thing was, I always perceived her as being particularly short.
Sure.
Right? And I don't know why. It's just so, yeah, stumpy, man. Sorry.
Number four, Post Malone.
How tall is Posty?
What? How tall do you think Post Malone is?
I would have guessed 5'8". Well, no, not now. But gotcha. I mean, 6'1".
I'll say 6'3".
Miles Montgomery, you hit it on the head. 6'2".
Okay. Yeah, you're right, though. I thought he was like my height, like 5'9", 5'10".
I've been watching a few more of his videos. He's fun, man. I love him.
Oh, another musician who's tall is John Mayer.
Oh, I've never even heard that one. How tall is he?
I think he's 6'4", 6'5".
Holy smoke. He's a big dude.
Number three, JoJo Siwa. She's basically Lisa Frank incarnate.
Oh, yeah. It took me a second. I know you're talking.
5'9".
She annoys the piss out of me.
All right. What is considered tall for a woman?
I would say
5'7". Okay. Yeah.
Officially tall?
Yeah.
I thought she was shorter than that.
Number two, Shawn Mendes. 6'2". He's a Canadian singer.
Yeah, I've seen him, but I wouldn't guess that.
And this is the number one celebrity that is surprisingly tall. He was mentioned earlier today. I don't even ever actually think of him. Ben Affleck.
Oh.
Any guesses as to the height of Ben Affleck?
6'4".
6'5".
6'4", 6'5".
Solid 6'5".
Miles, you hit it again. Yep. 6'4". Mm-hmm.
Miles, you're looking at the list.
I'm just looking at really good-looking men. Tall, dark, handsome.
But standing next to Matt Damon, you're going to be tall.
If
you're 6'4", it doesn't matter.
Yeah, 6'4" is tall.
Tall.
Affleck, normal height. Saying,
that's where you get that surprising element.
Affleck can dunk. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Not only is he Batman, he can dunk. Bastard.
Why doesn't Brad Garrett play Batman?
Yeah.
All six. A Batman.
You play Frankenstein.
A teenager in the UK accomplished a dare from his friends, but you'll never guess what happened after.
What did happen after?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, Mike. Headlines are coming up at 5:50.
In the meantime, Damon.
Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.